President Truman's remarks upon presenting the Young American Medal for Bravery and the Young American Medal for Service in the Rose Garden, June 24, 1952.
Under authority of the 81st Congress, authorizing the Department of Justice of the United States to recognize and to award to outstanding courageous young Americans a medal for heroism, known as the Young American Medal for Bravery, and a medal for service and character, known as the Young American Medal for Service. It is my high honor, Mr. President, to present these three young Americans to you this morning. They have been selected by a committee appointed under your direction, composed of the Solicitor General, Philip B. Perlman, J. Edgar Hoover, Director of the Bureau of Federal Investigation, and Mrs. Grace M. Stewart, Executive Assistant to the Attorney General. The first of these young Americans, Mr. President, I present is Margaret Gillassi.
Hold this up so I can see it. The United States of America, Certificate of Award. Whereas on November the 4th, 1951, at Buffalo, Illinois, during the absence of Mr. and Mrs. Charles Pitt, their farm home was the scene of a disastrous fire, which endangered the lives of their seven children, ranging from 14 months to 12 years of age. When Margaret Gillassi, then 16 years of age, by her quick and courageous action, succeeded in removing all of the seven children to a safe place, returning into the burning building twice in order to bring the last two out of danger, thus saving all their lives. And it is a privilege of the President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Act of August the 3rd, 1950, 64th statute and the number, do hereby certify that Young American Medal for Bravery has been awarded to Margaret Gillassi.
Mr. President, next is Parker Stratt.
On September the 16th, 1951, at Coral Gables, Florida, Jerry Gustafson, a girl 9 years of age, while near the edge of the Southwest Leone Rock Pit, known as Lake Louise, was attacked by a large savage alligator and dragged violently into and under the water, where she was in imminent danger of being drowned or crushed to death by the alligator's jaws. When Parker Stratt, then 10 years of age, at the risk of his own life, seized her and pulled her from the water and up the bank out of the reptile's reach, thus saving her life. And as President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Act of August 8th, do hereby certify, Young American Medal for Bravery has been awarded to Parker Stratt.
That thing was going to bite you.
Third, Mr. President, William Oberg. William?
Here's William right here. William Oberg of Millinocket, Maine, during the year 1951, while he was 16 years of age, was recognized by groups of persons and organizations, particularly the Young Men's Christian Association of Maine, because of his high moral standards, his absolute trustworthiness, his sustained record of receiving highest scholastic honor, his outstanding capacity in representing others, and his enthusiastic industry in working for the public welfare. And as President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Act of August the 3rd, 1955, that the Young American Medal for Service has been awarded to William Oberg.
Thank you.
great pleasure to perform this service. As you know, one of the most pleasant things I do in this Rose Garden is to award medals for bravery and service. These medals are for bravery and service in the highest degree. And I take great pleasure as President of the United States in presenting them to these young people.